This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 8th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, the Supreme Court of Iran ruled that promoting Christianity or attending house churches does not constitute a national security threat. The ruling is significant because Iranian officials have arrested many Christians on national security charges. The current case involves 9 Christians who received 5-year sentences in 2019 on charges of endangering state security. Their crime? Proselytizing and attending house churches. The believers are hopeful that the review of their cases may lead to their release. Psalm 124, verses 6 and 7 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped." Canada's Senate agreed to fast-track a bill to ban so-called conversion therapy, the practice of providing welcome biblical counsel to homosexuals or people pretending to be the opposite gender who desire to embrace God's design. The ban would prohibit people from offering talking therapy or even prayer to help change someone's sexually perverted lifestyle, despite the person's desire to honor God. In a big surprise, conservative members of the Canadian Parliament supported the bill after vehemently opposing it earlier this year. European countries are creating new lockdowns for people who have not gotten a COVID-19 shot. For example, in Greece, people without a shot certificate cannot enter theaters and gyms. The government of Greece also now requires people to have a shot certificate, negative COVID test, or proof of natural immunity just to attend worship services. In the United States, the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate hit another legal roadblock. Yesterday, a federal judge in Georgia blocked the shot mandate for federal contractors nationwide. U.S. District Judge Stan Baker wrote, quote, "The court acknowledges the tragic toll that the COVID-19 pandemic has wrought throughout the nation and the globe. However, even in times of crisis, this court must preserve the rule of law and ensure that all branches of government act within the bounds of their constitutionally granted authorities," end quote. American lawmakers agreed this week to drop a provision from the National Defense Authorization Act that would require women to register for a military draft. Republican legislators who fought the provision celebrated its removal. Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler of Missouri said the provision, quote, "passed through committee under the misplaced guise of equality, imposing a woke ideology on our troops rather than meeting the current needs of our military," end quote. Last week, yet another anti-abortion law went into effect in Texas. The law criminalizes prescribing abortion drugs through telehealth or the mail. The law also bans the use of abortion drugs after 7 weeks of pregnancy. Shockingly, about 60% of abortions after 10 weeks of pregnancy are drug-induced. The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability released their 2021 State of Giving report. Despite the disruptions during the COVID-19 pandemic, the report found that churches and nonprofits received $15.5 billion in 2020. Giving to churches decreased slightly last year by 1.2% compared with 2019. However, giving to other kinds of ministries increased 3.4%. Most churches and nonprofits surveyed said they are optimistic about giving for next year. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." And finally, in the midst of all the crazy, changing news that happens every day, do you ever stop and look at the world around you? Like the little ladybug, the butterflies, or the deer grazing in the meadows? The Worldview talked with Kayla White, author of the new book, Melody, A Monarch's Miracle, to discuss the most amazing things about the monarch.
I think some of the most amazing things about the monarch, part of it has to do with their migration, the fact that they actually use their antennae, the sun, and the Earth's magnetic field to actually get to their winter home. That's actually how they navigate.
To pre-order a copy of Kayla's new book, complete with illustrations and the story of Melody the Monarch, you can take advantage of her Christmas sale this week at LucyTheLadybug.com. Save 15% on all regular books and learning games, and save 25% on all pre-order items. Choose one of her special pre-order bundles to save even more. Plus, receive a coupon for 10% off your next order when you order this week. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, December 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.